yes. Now, on an individual level, I see that happening effortlessly, always. But I worry about the ethics of desiring something or wanting something like the oil to dissipate or the radiation in Japan to dissipate on a global level. I mean, who am I to be imagining for the world?
Well, here's this is something that is really important to understand. You make a good point, because there are a lot of people who are asking for things, believing that they are perfectly right or wonderful, that you are not asking for. And so man has been asking God to sort that out for a very long time. That's why you kill one another more over your argument about what God says about these things, right, than all other things put together. And right. So surely you've come to the awareness that there is not one answer that is right for everyone. But we want to say to you, we've never known anyone, and we've known everyone. We've never known anyone, no matter what they were asking for, whether it was a material object, whether it was a state of being, whether it was a pile of money, whether it was a different relationship, whether we've never known anyone that wanted anything for any other reason that they believed they would feel better in the having of it, you see. You got to understand, source energy, the God within you, was so sure that you were capable of sifting and deciding what was best from your point of view, that in the moment that you ask, your request is granted. It is vibrationally granted. But Source also understands that there is enough balance of request. Think about how wonderful it is if every individual could live in their moment, explore personally, and nobody could do it better than you, acknowledge what isn't working and what you would prefer, and then to have it be answered immediately, and you have the wherewithal, the emotional intelligence to move into vibrational alignment with it.
Yes.
If everyone were doing that, can you imagine what a magnificent dance you would all be dancing together, you see? Yes. It's only in shortage consciousness that people begin to battle, when you realize that you all have access to the same vortex. You all have access to the energy that creates worlds. No one separates you from your ability to create whatever you are wanting. And it is our promise to you, you cannot come into vibrational alignment with that which is source energy and do harm to anyone ever.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's why we're encouraging you to ask for the essence of it. If you get all balled up in the details of it, then you get vibrationally out of whack. But if your intention is for the world to continue to thrive, if your intent, let's start at another place. This is something that will be very, very helpful to everyone. So are you accepting with us, at least in part, that the emotions that you feel are your personal indicator of what you're doing vibrationally?
Yes.
And that the better you feel, the more aligned with source and well-being you are. And the worse you feel in that moment, the more out of alignment you are.
Yes.
So there's alignment or allowing or resistance. Resistance to what? Resistance to the well-being. Resistance to your expansion. Resistance to who you really are. Resistance to source energy. So you can tell when you're widening or closing that gap. So when you are physically focused and getting really specifically focused in a problem, the more specifically focused you are in a problem, the worse you feel. That's why the more information that came to you, the more pictures you saw, the more people that were beating the drums of it, the more negative speculation there was, the more voices that got involved, the more details that were given to it, the worse you felt.
No, the stronger I get about maintaining that frequency.
Well, the stronger you get about launching the rocket, but yes. It is our promise to you that you cannot focus upon something unwanted going on and be in vibrational alignment with what you want at the same time. That's really what we were demonstrating with those cards. People think they're doing that, but they're not. This is the whole thing, that's whole confusion about law of attraction. The secret is about the art of allowing. It's about the law of allowing. It's about allowing yourself alignment with all that you are, with all that you've become, you see. Law of attraction is like gravity. You're not working it. You can't not work within it.
Right.
It's
Absolutely.
Not going away. It's like gravity. It's not going away. It is. But when you are paying attention to the way you feel, now you are metering and measuring and being aware of and moving your energy into alignment with the fullness of who you are, and that's how you come into your empowerment. One who's connected to this stream is more powerful than millions who are not, you see. So you don't need to round anyone up. You don't need to get anyone to come into agreement with you. Just utilize the energy that creates worlds and flow it toward the things that you know in your heart. heart will make the world a better place. And we trust you that when you feel that love and appreciation, you're in sync with source energy. Mm. You cannot misuse source energy. You can get crossways of it. You can disallow it from your own experience. But no one can take it and assert anything into someone else's experience. You all have your individual connection to this energy stream. So, getting back to what we were beginning to say, relative to the more specifically you get focused upon what you don't want, the worse you feel. So we'd like you to sort of envision this moving through the vortex canal, so to speak, that the more specifically focused you are about what you don't want, the worse you feel. So then the key is to get, you can't jump from specifically focused upon what you don't want to specifically focused upon what you do want. The frequencies are too far apart. No one makes that jump. It's just not something that law of attraction is going to assist you in doing. So the best you can do when you're really focused on something unwanted is to soften it by making it more general. So rather than specifically focusing on something like the oil spill, you could become more general about it. You could say things to yourself with the singular purpose of bringing yourself into a place of feeling better. You could say things like, well, I don't have to figure this out right now. And I know that there is a solution that we will eventually find. And it's a big ocean, and it's probably receiving all of this in a more efficient way than we know. And I believe that this planet is large enough to absorb the shock of all kinds of things. I believe that it is the place that we've all come to create, and I believe that it is in good hands. In other words, speaking to yourself in these general terms of not something that you need to tend to yourself personally until you get yourself to a place of feeling a little better. So you're going from specifically feeling bad, specifically negative, to generally feeling bad, to generally feeling better, to generally feeling better, to specifically feeling better. You see, that's the process.
And
we really recommend distraction as the fastest way into the vortex.
How so?
Well, this is the thing that is most important to understand. If you accept the reality of this vibrational space is the wrong word, place is the wrong word, state of being. If you accept the reality of this vortex that is the holder of all of this expandedness, and you recognize that your work is to align with it, to allow yourself to become a vibrational match with it, then the thing that you're wanting to say to yourself all day, every day is, what's the easiest path for me to get into my vortex? In other words, if you really accept that step one you did and step two has been done, it's real time, it's done, and that for it to manifest, now this is the thing that we want to talk about, because this is what is a little bit difficult sometimes for people to understand in terms of manifestation. If you can accept that everything that exists was a vibrational reality first.
Yes.
And you can accept that you can feel the vibrational reality of it.
Yes.
Long before you can see it. Long before
your
long before your physical senses translate it. What you see with your eyes is a translation of vibration. What you hear with your ears is a translation of vibration. What you smell with your nose and taste with your tongue and feel with your fingertips. This is all vibrational interpretation. So if you accept that you are a vibrational being in a vibrational world, and you understand that there is another vibrational sensor, which is the emotion within you, if you can accept that rather than needing to see the manifestation, that you can feel it.
Yes.
You can feel it. What happens is you can feel your way into the vortex by getting off the subject that won't let you in, by getting on the subject that takes you easily in.
Yes.
Esther thinks about grandbabies. She thinks about lovable cats. She thinks about the treehouse. She thinks about all kinds of things that are easy to think about, that take her right into the vortex.
Right.
She says to Jerry about 100 times a day, I'm going to tell you my 10 favorite things about this. I'm going to tell you my 10 favorite things about this. And when she walks into the room, no matter what he's doing, he puts his pencil down and sits in readiness, because he knows she's going to tell him her 10 favorite things about this.
Right.
In other words, tuning yourself into the vortex, or better said, allowing the vortex to tune you. That's really the thing that we're wanting to say above all other things. If you understand that who you really are is calling you always calling you, never off the clock, always calling you, And you understand that since you're always being called, that it's your work to ready yourself for the call, which means get in the least resistant state that you can. Then when you're petting your cat, you're allowing. When you're basking, you're allowing. When you're taking a walk, you're allowing. When you're listening to magnificent music, you're allowing. When you're meditating and quieting your mind, you're allowing. And these are the words that we want you to remember. Your vortex or source energy or whatever you want to refer to as will tune your frequency upward. It's always tuning your frequency upward unless you are doing something to keep it from happening.